Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study that delves into the molecular architecture of glutamatergic synapses in the mammalian brain. Glutamatergic synapses are critical players in how our brain processes information, mediating communication within neuronal circuits. Yet, the fine details of how these synapses are organized at the molecular level have remained largely mysterious until now. The research focuses on a specific structure within synapses known as the postsynaptic density, or PSD. Traditionally, electron microscopy studies indicated that the PSD is characterized by a dense array of proteins at the synaptic membrane. However, this recent research, utilizing advanced techniques like cryo-electron tomography and mouse genetics, provides a fresh perspective. Researchers combined mouse models engineered for imaging and cryo-electron tomography to capture snapshots of intact synapses from the adult forebrain. The methodology was robust, with a quick sample preparation time of just 2 minutes, effectively preserving the native structure of the synapses. The key finding? The native glutamatergic synapse does not consistently exhibit the high density of proteins typically expected at the PSD. Instead, what the researchers observed was a synaptoplasm, a blend of cytoskeletal elements, macromolecular complexes, and organelles that stretched throughout both pre- and postsynaptic compartments. This challenges the long-held assumption that a dense postsynaptic density is a universal feature of glutamatergic synapses. The study culminated in creating detailed 3D maps revealing that clusters of up to 60 ionotropic glutamate receptors were present not just within the synaptic cleft, but also in parasynaptic regions, highlighting a more complex organization than previously understood. Now, let's discuss the strengths and some critiques of this research. One major strength lies in the innovative application of cryo-electron tomography to obtain near-physiological insights into synaptic architecture, which stands out in the landscape of neurobiology. The meticulous preparation and the combination of imaging techniques provide a solid foundation for their findings. Moreover, the public availability of the data ensures that other researchers can replicate and build upon this work. However, the findings also spur some critiques. Although the use of advanced techniques is commendable, concerns arise about whether variations in the observed structures can be generalized across different contexts or if they reflect specific instances of synaptic organization. Additionally, the investigations could benefit from a closer examination of controls and potential confounding factors, especially as the interpretations might shift based on sample conditions and preparations. In conclusion, this research takes an important step in unraveling the complexities of glutamatergic synapses. It encourages us to reconsider existing models of synaptic structures and opens new avenues for future investigations into how these synapses function in health and disease. That's all for today's episode. If you found this discussion intriguing, consider diving deeper into the implications of this research in your own explorations of neuroscience. Remember to join us next time on SciBud for the latest in scientific discoveries. Keep questioning, stay curious, and see you soon.